So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. And welcome. So it's Halloween today. It's the 31st of October. And do you know what? As soon as I go live, do you know what happens? My monitor, which is a power-saving monitor, decides it's got 57 seconds and it's going to shut off. So let me just... I can't reach it. So I have to push the buttons on the back of the monitor. Hang on a second. Here we are. We're back. Oh, why does it do that? Anyway, welcome. Hope you're well today. A spooky edition of today's podcast. It's not spooky at all. Unless you're getting a tax bill, in which case it probably is quite spooky. Just checking that we're all live. It looks like we are all live, so that's all fine. Anyway, hope you're well today. Happy Halloween. The dog's come to say hello. In this session, we're going to talk about the last 2 months, because what tends to happen is, obviously, you know, it's Halloween today, and then we've got November the 5th, and then it's December, and it's Christmas trees, and people are kind of winding down. And I say this every year. People are winding down towards Christmas, and then they're fully wound down by the time they get there. It takes about 2 months. And then once Christmas ends up, they want to hit the ground running, but they're just not able to do that because they're so relaxed and we're still in the Christmas spirit. And eventually, by April, they kind of get back and get back into the swing of things. And then you've only got until what? What have you got from April until end of October again? You've missed out on like 8 months worth. You've only got 8 months left, but you've missed out on 4 months worth of actual planning and being able to put stuff back in place. And so this session, we'll probably do another one at the end of November, and we'll have a bit of a whinge and a bit of a moan about people ramping it down, winding their businesses down for Christmas. And it's like, no, that's not what should happen. If you want to have 2023 as being your best year yet, now is the time for you to ramp up your business. So let's talk about this. Let's be open about it and talk about it, because I believe that this bit is really, really important. So with just 2 months to go, this is what you want to be doing next. You want to be planning 2023. And what that means is you need to be allocating time available. You need to know what this is going to look like, what it's going to end up like. Like on my goal setting, so I have a two-screen setup here, and on the left screen, it's where I do most of my work, and on the right-hand side, it's sometimes I share screen when we go live, and sometimes I need to look at two screens at the same time because I'm comparing data or, you know, copy and pasting or whatever, right? But the other reason is that on this screen over here, I've actually got my goals. So I've got my end of November goals already written. I've got my end of 2022 goals, what I want to accomplish by the end of 2022. And then by the end of 2023, I've got those goals on this diagram, on this second screen as well. So my goals are constantly in front of me all of the time. And I think that's really important for us to do that, because what happens is we write down our goals, we write down our plan, and then we get the piece of paper, we put it in the top drawer, and then we never see it again. And then we're clearing out the drawer 2 years later and go, oh, look, those goals that I didn't even remember and I definitely didn't achieve because we were hidden in the top drawer. And so to plan your 2023, I think there's a couple of things that you want to be doing here. First one, obviously, is you want to be writing down your goals. Now, I actually have these things, which is a to-do list, top priorities, reminders, ideas. So I actually have this on my desk and I'm just filling this one in. It's a different one. I'm just filling it in. And I constantly have these, and then I move these onto my calendar and then onto my longer term goals. But you need a plan for 2023. You don't want to get to the end of 2023 and go, oh, I wonder what happened. Like, you want to, in January, well, before January, now, between now and January, you want to be looking forward to 2023, not looking back at 2023 and going, I wonder what happened. You want to be looking forward to going, this is what's going to happen in 2023. Now, you know, after 2 years of COVID, 6 years of Brexit, 2 years of, or 18 months more or less of the Ukraine war, all this stuff, is it going to be absolutely accurate? Is stuff just going to crop up and slap you across the face with a touch of reality. Of course, right? That's not the point. The point is that you plan, and the fact you've got a plan means that you can then deviate off that plan, because no plans work 100%. Like, very, very rare does that actually happen. Plans go all over the bloody place. But the idea of having a plan is that you know what your final destination is supposed to be, where it's supposed to look like. And if you can keep focused on that final destination, are you going to get blown off course? Of course you are. But it's going to allow you to pull yourself back onto course and see that final destination as to, okay, this is what I want my 2023 to look like. And so you've got to be planning your version of 2023. What do you want that to look like? How much is your business cash flow? How many date nights will you have had? What's your body fat percentage? How many times will you have gone to the gym every single week? Like, I know, for example, right now, we've got 7 weeks left before I fly off to the UK for Christmas, right? So I've got 5 CrossFit sessions every week for the next 7 weeks. So I've got 35 CrossFit sessions, although I am in London in December, so I'll miss out on 3 of them. So I've got 32 CrossFit sessions that I've got to attend. And if I attend those and I hit my macros on my calories, I'm going to lose the weight and I'm going to hit target. Like, that is the military precision that you should be having when you're planning your next year. And in fact, your next just 2 months, like that one is a good example, but also going into 2023. Are you going to get blown? Of course. Am I going to go out and have a goddamn pizza and loads of curry? Of course I am. And loads of French fancies and crumpets and all that bad stuff, all those wonderful sugary foods that we can get in the UK that we can't get here. Is that going to knock me off course? Of course it's going to knock me off course. But the fact that I know exactly what the target is supposed to look like and where I'm supposed to be and by when means I can pull myself back onto course and hopefully we'll get that resolved. So you've got to start planning. And one of the things that you might want to do when you start planning your 2023 is you want to allocate funds onto your spreadsheet. Okay, so this is for your budget, for your personal budget. I've got a personal budget. We've got a budget for business. We've got a budget for the number of staff that we can take on. And that's obviously based on what our income is. We've got a budget on what our Facebook ad spend is going to be in 2023. And it's quite a lot and it'll increase, but it will only increase if we hit our targets. And that's built into the fund allocation on the spreadsheet. We've got more stuff on that spreadsheet than we've ever had before. Because my belief is that in the planning process, that means you sitting down and working through the planning process, you can plan what your next year is going to look like financially. And I would rather know where the obstacles going to be in 2023. Is it in July when everyone goes on holiday and August when everyone goes on holiday? Is that the thing that's going to rock the boat a little bit? And actually in our business, probably not, because we're a subscription-based business. We get monthly recurring revenue every single month, unless a client drops out. But our retention rate on clients is very, very good. One of the reasons why we have this business in the first place. But I also want to know not where the gaps are going to be in 2023, but I also want to know where are the opportunities in 2023. And then it allows me to run what if scenarios. What if we take on an extra 10 clients in May, for example? What does that do to the business and how do we resource that? And all of that comes from the spreadsheet. Now, I've worked with business owners for the last, 12 years. And sat down with them and argued this point over spreadsheets and over planning. Honestly, we've argued it so many times. And for many people, when they actually do this, hang on, I got a frog in my throat, 1 second. For many people, when they actually sit down and work out their spreadsheet and they actually run the numbers and they see what's going on with their numbers, it's amazing just how their business changes. Now, suddenly, their cash flow forecasting for 2024 and 2025, that's something that's unheard of. Whereas before, they were running around firefighting, wondering where to get all the money from, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul and all of that kind of thing. And now they're planning. And instead of firefighting every day when they wake up, they're not firefighting, they're planning their future. And it's such a difference from how they used to run their business. So a big one for 2023 is to start allocating funds on spreadsheets. I've got data, by the way, for my health. that goes back to 2015, October, so 7 years ago. And a couple of days ago, I've just put on like half a pound or something, but a couple of days ago, I've just had a weekend, had a donut. A couple of days ago, I was the lowest weight I've actually been in 7 years. And well, it's like, well, how do you know that? It's because I've got the data for the last 7 years. And by the way, my weight goes like this, right? And touch wood, it won't go up again like that. We're, you know, CrossFitting every day, more or less, and we're on calorie restriction, and we know what we're doing now. We think we've got conscious awareness what we're doing. But all that data is on a spreadsheet for me to review, to look back at and go, oh, yeah, I remember the reason why I put weight on when I was going through this situation in my life, right? There's a direct correlation between that. But having all this information, all this data allows you, not just only in health, but in your business, to go, okay, you know, if you had the last 5 years of data for your financial, you could compare what happened in a pandemic to the previous year or to the year after. Masses of data. It really helps you plan your future and what that's going to look like. So the next one then for planning in 2023, I'm a massive believer in this. Even though we run a digital marketing agency, planning networking events where you're going to go and meet people and shake the hand and look them in the eye, not like Zoom, not like this, but actually you're going to go meet people. Like the pandemic obviously knocked that out of the ballpark and it didn't allow us to do any of that. And we've really struggled with not being able to go out and meet people. And now, just recently, we've got on planes and we've gone to see clients. And guess what happened as soon as that happened? Our revenues went up. Our revenues have gone up 39% in the last 12 months. And that's not a pandemic-related thing. We're a digital marketing agency. But the reason why our revenues have gone up is that people now get to meet me face-to-face. Yeah, going live every day, having a podcast, posting on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram, all that stuff, incredibly useful, right? But we generate attention online. Really, we close business either on the phone or face-to-face. We don't close business because I've done a video 4 years ago that someone saw and went, yeah, you know what, I'm going to spend 18 grand a year with Dan. That's not how business gets done. Business gets done by having a really good online presence, which I think is what we've got. I write regularly every single morning. I have a long form piece of copy, and then I've been a bit slack recently about going live. But then what happens is when you get to meet people, they're like, oh, you're just like you are on Facebook. And like, yeah, of course I am. Not putting on a show or anything. They get to meet you. And that's where the relationships really blossom and where you're really able to build the business. And so you've got to start planning your networking events for 2023, not just 2023. What have you got lined up in November? And it's like at least one a week, two, maybe three a week. Do that for the next 14 months, take you all the way up to the end of 2023. I guarantee that your business is going to do one of two things, right? It's either going to take off, okay? Or after all that work, you're going to reach the realization that, you know what? Oh, this business doesn't work. I need to change it. Because after all that work and meeting all those people, if you can't make that business work, it ain't working, right? But if you do meet all those people and you can make that business work, then it's about expanding the number of people that you have working for you to go to those events up and down the country. So now you've got a plan again to expand what you can do. But this is about not just relying on being on Zoom and Facebook and doing videos and images. That stuff is really, really important. I can't underestimate the value of that. But there's the cherry on the top, if you like, which is going to the networking events and actually going to meet people. And then finally on this, in order to make 2023 your best year yet, and bear in mind, you've just got 2 months to go to get to 2022, to the end of 2022. The last bit here is just 1,000 people who love what you do is all you're really going to need. Like, think about that. If it's 100 people that spend £1 a month, sorry, my maths is off. If it's 100 people that spend £10 a month, let's just do the maths here. 1,000 people who spend £10 a month. I don't need a calculator for that, do I? It's 10 grand a month. It's just 1,000 people. Now, if you have 1,000 people times 100, why is my math so bad this morning? 1,000 people times 100, that's 100 grand. Why am I using a calculator for that? I've obviously not had enough coffee, and I've worked out this morning, so and the CrossFit session this morning was particularly hard. But anyway, look, there's 100 grand a month. A month! And even if you just get 100 people, sorry, doing it again, 1,000 people to spend £100 a year, that's 100 grand a year. Is that life-changing for you? Of course it is. You don't need that many people. You just need one, and then you need another one, and then you need another one. And in order to get there, everything I've just spoken about, going live, getting your images out, getting your videos done, long form copy, going live, then going to networking events, then getting to meet people, having amazing business cards, for example, I recognise we've not talked about that, but getting business cards, not just boring business cards, single-sided, no photograph, shiny so people can't write on it. I mean, every mistake people make on business cards, go and get yourself the best business card people have ever seen. And we've got them. We've got fold-out, shiny on the outside, matte on the inside, so you can... it even has a notes section for people to write. It's got talks about our affiliate scheme. It talks about 15-minute strategy calls, these calls to action. It's got my picture on it. Like, it's a brilliant, brilliant business card. Like, go out and wow these people. And go and make sure that when you do go and meet people, you stand out for all the right reasons. And go get yourself in front of 1,000 people and then meet up for coffee, have a chat on the phone, get into regular contact, build relationships face-to-face, play golf with them, go for tennis, all that stuff, right? And become a trusted advisor for those people. That's all you're ever going to need. You get 1,000 people that love what you do, follow what you do, buy what you do, you'll never be poor ever again. Even if it's just £10 a month, all right, from 1,000 people, that's £10,000 every single month. Didn't need a calculator for that one. Like, as ridiculous as that sounds, that's all you need. Like, you could also turn it around the other way. If you get 10 people to pay you £1,000 a month, there's still 10 grand a month, right? So this really is designed to help you find an action plan for the next 2 months. This is really, really important. And if you can do that, I want you to hit 2023 with the hit the ground running in 2023. Why can't I say that? I'm really struggling today with my words. 2023 has the opportunity to be your best year yet, but it only if you start planning 2 months before it, get all this stuff in place and go absolutely rip it up. Make it absolutely the best year you've ever had. So when you look back at the end of 2023 and you go, woof, that was amazing. And you book yourself your £10,000 holiday because you've just earned that much money. It's like, yeah, I'm going to take a week off sailing in the Greek island. That's exactly what you need to be doing. All right, hope that's useful. And we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourself a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.